there. Welcome to Spiritual Landscape Show with host Lottie and Frankie calling from Stockholm. So most welcome, everybody. It's 6 p.m. here in Stockholm, and we have a beautiful weather here. It's October, and normally we have quite cold weather, but it's fantastic here. 6 p.m. in Stockholm, it's 9 a.m. Pacific, it's 12 a.m. East, 5 p.m. London time, and 8 p.m. in Greece. We are in truth international at this show. Yeah. Today we will discuss Past Life Part 2, The Mystery of Karma. How does past life affect the present? Call in and discuss with us or get a mini reading live here on air. We take calls as they come. We are the show that discuss different spiritual topics concerning us all. I'm Lottie, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a psychic medium working with spirits in different ways since the mid-60s. Also taking mini readings for guidance here live at the show. Please call in 714-816-4628. International callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628. Sorry. Please call in and get a mini reading. We have another show here in a little more than an hour, 11 p.m. It's Coach Cafe. And then we have so much more nice and exciting shows later on the week. Tomorrow, Monday, the 15th, we can listen to Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. It's Monday, October the 15th. Chakra series, are you sharing your authentic truth with the world? Exploring the throat chakra and open lines. And on Thursday the 18th, you have the Soul Sister show. Special guest this time is the world-renowned psychic and medical intuitive Julie Ryan. Wow. So, we had a lot of things looking forward later this week or next week, actually. Well, don't forget to call in at 714-816-4678. And international callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628 and get your spot early. Remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device to be placed in queue to speak with us live on the show. You can also listen live and text chat with us all in one place. Go to your chat room at psychictalk.net/live, where you can send messages to us doing all this live broadcast. You can comment, you can ask questions, you can chat with other listeners, and even request a reading. psychictalk.net/live. Call in now and get your spot early. 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Well, let me bring in my co-host for Spiritual Landscapes, Frankie. Hi, Frankie. How are you? I'm so thrilled to be on air with you again together.
Hello.
Frankie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I hear you.
Yes, are going to have a... Sorry.
I hope you're going to have a great show today. And I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller, Sue?
Well, I don't see it, you know, at the moment.
Oh, well, okay. Go on with today's topic. Perhaps, Frankie, can you tell us and remind us the first time that we were talking about past life, part one?
Yes, well, a brief review of what we spoke about last time, you know. That was the case of Permo Charma, no? Isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's fascinating story about that young boy and that uncanny ability to, both describe, to remember and describe and act, completely acting. I mean, he's a present life and his past life with past relatives, and that was a really a very amazing story, and is still, you know. Well, I hope that many people will read that case. It is written in the book of Ian Stevenson, The 20 Cases Suggesting Reincarnation, you know, and there are other cases, of course. They're all fascinating. And Dag spoke about that pilot during the Second World War also. There is a case like that, you know. And, it's all very, very interesting. Yes. We were speaking about the East and West differences last time, isn't it, Lottie?
Yeah, we did. Actually, can you hold on just for a second, Frankie? I think we have a caller.
Well, I can do that, yeah.
Yeah? Do we have a caller
hello?
With us? Yeah, hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling in the United States in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, welcome. So, what can we do for you?
Well, I would just like to know if I am going to get a job soon, hopefully this month, or will I have to move?
Okay. Job this month. Just a sec. Let's check me. Oh, okay. I think it's something that you have to clear up first. It's something from your past. It's a little obstacle here for you. But I think soon it's going to be better. And I don't think you have to move, actually. But it's something hindering you to get your job here. But you don't have to wait that long. I think you are gonna get a job really soon, actually. Are you with me, Kimberly?
Yes.
Yes. Do you understand?
I do.
So just have a little bit of patience, and this obstacle who is in the way for you, I don't know what it is, but I think it's something from your past, actually. So just try to solve that problem, and then you'll get your job. It looks very positive.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Frankie, are you with me?
Yes, I was listening to you and your feedback to this charming lady.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And I watched I was the I Ching, you know, and the I Ching said something very similar to what you told her, you know, that the problem will be solved very quickly. You know? Do you understand?
I think she hung up. Oh, I hope she's listening. Sorry, I should have invited you. But perhaps
no,
we have another caller here. Do we have another caller?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
Hello,
caller.
I'm good. I just woke up.
You just woke up, okay? What's your name?
My name's Gabriella.
Hmm.
I'm calling from California.
You're calling from what?
California.
Oh, you're calling from California. Okay. Will you help this nice lady, Frankie?
She said if I'm hurrying.
Yes, yes, sure. Anyhow, you know, anytime. Gabriella, what is your asking?
So I met this guy that I have some interest in. He lives where I sell some products, and I invited him to my party. I do fundraisers. I invited him yesterday, and he never came. And I'm a little, like, just confused to see if this is the right person I should pursue. I know he's has his life going on, but I just wonder if you see anything around that.
Well, according to what you are telling me, there's some he has some communication problem with some friends of him, you know. You understand what I said?
So he has bad communication skills.
Yes. Well, I think he's not. You will probably meet him again. You know, that's not a problem. But that you must somehow talk to him.
So I should try to talk to him.
Would you like to know the root of that obstacle or something like that?
Yeah,
is
I
your
would.
Question?
Or if he's like interested in me, or if he you know.
Yeah, he is interested in you. Right? He is interested in you. Because I can sense his subtle body, and in that, you know, in his subconscious, you know, we psychic can see that or sense it. He's going to call you back quite soon, you know. Do you understand?
Yeah,
there is a great attraction between you together, you know.
I mean,
and
I want that.
Is,
I was really
I'm sorry?
Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah, I think you will meet him again because he's going to call you back, you know. There is a very strong desire from him to meet you again.
I want to. Like, he lives where I am. So I sell medicinal products, and I use it as a way to fundraise for trauma victims. And I met him because he lives in the building where I sell he lives in the building where I sell my products in front of. That's how we met.
But what I sense a strong bind together. That is exactly what the connection between you and him, you know. And it means that, it is basically karmically related, you know. So he will call you back. You will meet him again quite soon, you know.
So
you understand what I mean?
Potential. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for my partner.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
someone to share
so
my life with.
There is a great potential in that relationship, you know.
I should just give it time.
It feels, you know, there is a strong connection. I can sense it, you know. So this is just a matter of time before you will meet him again. You know? And that's a very great potential in the future relationship too, you know.
I was really disappointed last night. Like, this is the best event that I threw. Like, a lot of people came, and a lot of people, like, had some form of healing in that realm. But I was just, the whole time, I cried after because I was just like, I could feel like the emotions from my past coming up. I was very disappointed that he didn't show up.
Yes.
And I was there crying, and I didn't want to cry because I felt like I was being ungrateful for the moment and all these people who believed in me. But that just, like, really affected me. And then I was just like, you know what, maybe I should just drop. Because I believe that, you know, I told him about this, like, a day before, and I understand that, you know, and he's a very busy person in his life. But
he is,
I wish he would have said something that, sorry, I can't make it.
Okay, I get your disappointment. I understand it. But as I see it, you know, in a deeper level, you know, everything will, you know, function well again, you know. There are some explanation for his behavior, of course. But they are not, they're very, sorry, you know, in his case, there was some urgency to do that, you know. And, well, I feel sorry for you, for that party, you know. but you can meet him again, you know, because there is a strong emotional connection together, you know.
Yeah, every
How
time
do you feel
I
about
would've...
him now?
Hmm?
How do you feel about him now after this feedback from my side?
After last night, it was more like a lot of disappointment in him, and that, you know, I kind of like he'd have to, if it went somewhere, he would have to be the one to prove himself to me, because I'm moving in a different stage in my life where I want simplicity, and I'm so tired of miscommunication and people using me and just all these things, because I love to give, and I'm seeing that the type of people that I want,
the energies that I want.
And after that, like, I understand that life happens, but I'm just like, there's some reservation with me now, with him.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when I sense his being, you know, there is something different, very different going on, you know. So I think you will meet him again, and I can see a much better communication, a relationship together, you know. So this is what I see, you know, what I feel.
I believe.
Are you satisfied with my answer?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, and don't worry. You should trust yourself, you know, and accept some time that things happen that way. But mostly it is based on your past reactions, you know, the disappointment that you experience with other people. So that's not very well to project them on him, you know. Do you get it?
Yes.
A space, a more neutral space at the beginning, and everything will be fine, you know.
I know this has a lot to do from my past, because a lot of these people that I was around, they've always
But this man is not a past relationship. You know? He's a different being, you know. He's a different person with a different potential, you know. So give yourself a chance, you know, to meet him again. What do you think?
I can try.
and trust yourself. Trust yourself. Be happy to have met him and to feel that way. That's good. That's a good way to experience in your life. You know, people
I think
are very
I'm afraid
different.
Because I've never had that before. Because even when I first met him,
probably.
Even when we didn't talk, I never felt like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
Even just seeing him
the first time. Yeah, it is exactly what I said. There is a strong connection, and of course you reacted and subconsciously with fear. Because about your past disappointment. But that person is a different person, no? So you should trust yourself and trust, him. Because it's very important that you relate to the world in a different mood, you know? Less defensive, you know? More open, more positive. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. I need to get rid of the
difference.
I'm going to take time
for
myself today.
Yeah, but you should accept
Thank you so
love
much, Gabrielle,
in your life, you know?
Calling in.
Goodbye, Gabriella.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Gabriella. Yeah. Bye. So, Frankie, shall we go on with our topic today? Can you talk a little about the theories about reincarnation and past life, and talk a bit of the East and West, because they are viewing this in different ways, aren't they?
Yes, we spoke together about that yesterday. You know, we did some, rehearse on that topic. And, of course, basically, reincarnation is Eastern, you know, Eastern knowledge. And it exists, of course, in the West, if we consider that Egypt is the West, and Egypt is the West, the ancient Egypt. And there were a lot of communication roads between Egypt and India. In those days, a lot of monks visit each other, and they share the knowledge about reincarnation. And it was mostly the major worldview at that time, if we say 5,000 years ago, in Sumer, the ancient civilization of Sumer. And Egypt, and after it went, it was transmitted to Greece, you know, and Rome.
Okay.
Later on, you know, so they they share, I mean, the same, mostly the same world view, And it's very interesting to see that reincarnation exists even among the gold druids, you know, the Britons of today England and France, you know. So they had a cult in which, you know, reincarnation was obvious, you know. They believed in previous existence and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a universal knowledge at that time, and it became we had a fracture between these two worlds at the time of the end of the time of the East Roman Empire, you know, with Justinianus, the emperor, who decided to banish reincarnation because Christianity won, if you want, the game. But reincarnation existed in early Christianity. There are a lot of passages in the Bible, for example.
There is, actually. Okay. Yeah? Do you think everybody's knowing that? Because the Christian church does not believe in reincarnation and past life.
Well, I think it was a political move, you know, because once Rome, the Eastern Empire of Rome became Christian, you know, the Byzants, they had to apply the kind of politics in order to, there were a lot of heresies, if you want, or political, religious factionalism. So they stayed that way in order to create some kind of unity, if you want, you know. You know what I mean? And to establish the power of the Trinity Church, because there were several sects, Christian sects in those days, you know, and some of them believed in reincarnation. So it was more a political move, you know, and to establish a government of the church, you know, together with sharing it with the emperor, you know.
That's very interesting, really. Yeah. And the East and West differences, it's quite different, isn't it?
Yes, it is different. But we spoke yesterday about the organization of society in those days with the caste system in India.
Yeah.
You know, in India, a lawgiver, his name was Manu, and he wrote a treatise called the Manu Smriti in India, and he decided to elaborate on the concept of incarnation to create a societal organization with the Brahmin caste as the guy who got that knowledge and so on, and the warrior caste who should protect the country and the merchants. And we have the same system in the feudal times in Europe. Mm-hmm. All of that was imported from Asia, if you want, because the church dominate religious and political life in the West during the Middle Ages. You know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to take today's topic and we're going to bring this subject further. But I want to remind our listeners, if you haven't called in yet, so please do it now. Call in live at 714-816-4628. International dial callers dial +1 714-816-4628. So please call in, ask a question about today's topic or get a mini reading. Yeah, Frankie? Should we get on with today's show and today's topic?
Yes, we are going to look further on a more practical way to recognize the karmic influences in our lives, isn't it?
That's very interesting.
To inform our listeners for possibilities to remember previous lives. You know, in their lives, and to see the impact of that kind of, how do you say, metaphysical forces on their behavior and their living. You know, for example, the good or bad fortune and all of that stuff. You know, it's very human. and very practical. Yeah. So I think karma is a psychology on that level. You understand what I mean?
That's fascinating. And we have a caller actually now, so perhaps the caller wants to ask about the previous life. And so let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller. Hello? Somebody there? Hello, hello? I don't know what's happening, perhaps. Hello? Oh. Okay, we lost the caller. Please, Frankie, go on.
Then I say that we should consider reincarnation not just as a theory, but as a practice, no? And that is more interesting for us regular beings, human beings, to understand our existence here and our relationship to the divine. So because reincarnation means, a divine order, if you want, a law of balance, and in Christian terms, we would call it the divine providence or a law of retribution. You're responsible of your moral behavior and, the past deeds will affect your present life.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fascinating. And now we have another caller. Let's take the call. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you? Good morning. It's morning now.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
California, Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nice to hear you and hear your voice. What can we do for you?
Are you giving little mini readings today?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that'd be great. I can see my not see him. I've seen my mother before, who's on the other side, but I can hear my nephew and my mother. My mother said, they're both on the other side. She said I was going to be rewarded. And then my nephew, a couple days ago, while I'm meditating, came through and said it's coming soon. So, and then I had two dreams I'm celebrating with a lot of joy with my mother on the other side. So I think something's coming in for me. I just don't know what.
that sounds great.
I'm real excited about it.
Yeah, let's see what we can get from the spirit here. I got here that you are really worth to be rewarded because you have had quite difficult life with a lot of struggle in your life. And I also see that you are a caretaker. You take care of everybody else's needs, but that much for yourself. So are you with me here?
Oh, that's so true. So true.
Yeah. And you have been asking spirit for help, for guidance, and also to be rewarded and have some nice thing happening in your life. And I think because today's topic is the mystery of karma, so we are going to talk a little about karma with you here. And this struggle that you had from in this life, they are also you can have it see back from a past life. And let me see what they are telling about that. That's interesting. Well, they are talking about a nun. So you don't be surprised, but you have been nun in a past life.
Devoting
to spirit, to God, and to helping other and the life in celibate and in life in silence and quite strict rules for the monastery life. And it's something in your inner now who is affected. Very simple life to be here for others' sake and not for your own. But this time you have to think about yourself too. You have so much love in your heart for everybody, and now it's time to you to get something back. And I see some changes. Are you going to move? Are you thinking about moving or something like that?
Well, you know, I'd like to meet a fellow partner, and if that were the case, mm-hmm.
he lives somewhere else, I would move with him. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I see some changes in your home there. I think you're going to move. And let's talk about this life partner. Oh, that's interesting too. You're going to meet a guy who you actually have met in a past life. So this is going to be a karmic relationship, and it's coming for you. And here's somebody giving on your life part, giving these rose petals. So it's something waiting for you there. Mm, nice. So nice that you have that fantastic dream and your mother and nephew came through, and it's something nice expecting for you. So yeah. You with me?
Yeah, I'm here with you. Yeah, I resonate with everything you say. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for calling
that
in
was
today.
Incredible. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you know, talking about the past life, I know that I was a nun in a past life because I had a spiritual, something spiritual happened to me. And I remember going down these tunnels. First I passed out, I saw a light, a very bright light. And then I passed out and I remember going through all these tunnels. And then I came to the place where I communed with God and I was adorned with jewels and I felt such love. And
wow.
I picked up a book called The Dark Night of the Soul by St. John of the Cross. And everything that he said in there happened to me. So I think that in a previous life, I was a nun to experience this in this life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
And you were a nun in Spain in that case, Dana.
Yeah.
St. John of the Cross was a Spanish monk, you know.
Yeah, and I lived in Venezuela for about a year, and I traveled in South America quite a bit, and I learned Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fine.
So true. But, how do you give private readings too? Or
yes, absolutely. You can reach us either for my website LottieWalling.se, or you can take it from Facebook. We have Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Frankie there, so you can reach us there.
So Spiritual Landscapes on Facebook. That's easy.
On Facebook, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Great.
Okie dokie. Do we have another caller? No?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, caller. Oh, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sofia, and I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, hello there, Sofia.
Hello.
How are
there,
you?
I'm very fine, thank you. It's very nice to listen to you.
Oh, thank you. What can we do for you today, Sofia?
Well, I had some problem listening in the beginning, but I changed to another web player, so it worked better. But I heard you say something about previous lives.
Yes, that's today's topic.
Yeah, karma.
Yeah, karma, yeah. The mystery of karma and past lives. So did you have some question about your own past life?
Yes, anything you can tell me I need to think about, maybe to do better in this life or something.
Okay, okay. Frankie, will you help Sofia?
Well, I will try, yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Well, what is the issue in your life at the moment? Are you seeking a job or wanting to get a better living?
I have a job. I have been sick a lot,
yes.
But I am trying to get back full time.
Did you have recurrent headaches?
Yes,
headaches.
Okay. Yeah, it was one of the symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. And, the root is exist in your in a previous life when you get a stroke in your back, you know, by a very strong, an arm or something, a sword or something like that, and you have some pain, a very diffuse pain in the middle of your back, isn't it?
Sorry, I lost you there for a couple of minutes. Pain in the back of my back.
Yes, a diffuse sense, a diffuse feeling in the part of your back, you know, because there you get you were hit by a weapon, you know, something. Once, not so far. And actually, you were a soldier, you know.
Oh, really? That's cool.
But, you were a soldier, and you actually died on the battlefield. That was that 1700s on the kind of ancient European wars, you know. And probably you were an Austrian soldier. Have you been to Austria?
Yeah. No, never actually.
But are you not interested in Austria somehow? To
no,
visit Austria.
Australia is interesting. I've been to Australia, but not
speaking about Europe.
But not Austria. I'm more into Italy and Greece.
Yeah, okay, right. But what I mean in that sense is that the hit, you know, has left a karmic memory in your subtle body, which has originated, created these headaches, you know. They're coming, you have at a time, but So what you can do, a good therapy would be acupuncture, you know, to reestablish the flow of your subtle energy in your subtle body.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds very cool. I'm actually doing a course in acupressure.
Oh. That's very good. Acupuncture with needles, you know.
I know, but I think it's cool anyway. I mean,
and you will have a better sight too.
Yeah.
You will improve your seeing at the same time, you know.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it will improve your seeing too, you know, because there is a lot of negative energy in those meridians, you know, so that could be a. You ask your acupuncture to work intuitively there, and you will release, that knot. This is karmic pattern,
that would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sophia.
Well,
thank you
welcome,
for calling in today or tonight.
Goodbye,
okay.
Sophia.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Do we have any more callers?
Hello?
Anybody
is that Lori?
There? No? Yes, it is.
Over in Whitsunday Islands in Australia.
Oh, I don't get your name. Can you tell me your name again?
Yeah, my name is... I go by the name of Bob Eden. Bob Eden. E-D-E-N. And, it's 2:40 in the morning here, so
it's the middle of the night.
Can
we help you with?
Well, I'm fascinated by the topic of past lives. I was told that my soul originated in the old Baron system, and that my first incarnation on planet Earth was as a scientist in Atlantis, and then my last incarnation, my most recent incarnation, was as a tribal elder in Australia. Now, what's happened in my life, I spent 25 years in automotive research. I didn't have a degree, but I did very, very well. That kind of ties in with my experience that I had in Atlantis. And in this during this physical life, I was born and raised in England, but I'm now living in Australia, and I know that this is home. I don't own a pair of shoes. But if you and Frankie can give me any insights into either to confirm or what you see about my past lives and what I can do better in this one, that would be great.
Yeah, Okay, well, we tried to do that because you told about, you were telling about two past lives, so I'm not going to go into them. I asked Spirit for another life for you, reflecting your life today. Oh, you've been in India. Okay, they are giving me information about, yes, it's somewhere in India, and you were a so-called holy man, some kind of a yogi, and the third eye, you know, the eye between the eyebrows, mm-hmm. were very active mm-hmm. then. And this yogi was a really seer, but he seeked liberation from the karmic path so much in that lifetime. But well, he didn't reach it, of course, because you are here today. But I would say that you have a strong inner will and a strong spirituality inside you. And what to do with that in this life? Doing good, helping other people, telling about spirit, showing people that life is something more than just this three-dimensional world, something more than that. And I think that is your call for this life. And the other side of it, one side is spiritual, and the other side is just to be a normal guy, you know? Because very many people see, well, the spirit is very noble, and this life, the earth, it's nothing to have. And you shouldn't divide it in that way. It's a bit, you should have both the regular guy and the spirit guide who helps others, and then you get something whole for that. Can you understand that, Bob?
That's amazing. Yeah, and can I respond to what you've just shared? Because it's kind of spot on.
Okay.
Within my own spiritual journey, which I started seriously in 1990, I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that mm-hmm. I do create. Now, within the silence of my heart, I found a place I call my knowing, and mm-hmm. within that knowing is a place that I call the universal library of all that there is to know. And so I keep getting these little downloads, like my mind is just a tool that I use when I choose, for I am so much more than my mind. Thinking is the weapon of mass distraction, and and how can I put it? I've worked as a counsellor. I battled with depression from 84 for about 20 years until I turned it into a dance. Mm-hmm. Because for me, depression, where I am now, depression is not an illness. It's a spiritual wake-up call. And I've come to the realization that I can't wake anybody up. I can't heal anybody. The best thing I can do is just share my story, in the hope that some of the tools that I've found resonate with other people. And the best thing I can do is just let my light shine. And I'll give you a quick example of how I do that. In this little town that I live in, I go into town almost daily because the only family I have are like the people I meet in the shops, you know, the shop assistants. And I don't wear any shoes. And I go into somewhere and they say, "G'day, Bob, how are you today?" And I just say, "Well, yeah, I'm still stupid," and it gets a giggle. It gets a giggle. And then tomorrow, I go in the following day and I say, "Well, how are you today, Bob?" And I said, "I'm magnificently stupid today," and that gets a giggle. And also, when I'm walking about and I see somebody that's shuffling along with their chin on their chest, and I just go over and put my hand out and say, "G'day, mate. What a great day, isn't it? You know." And I start talking to them and looking them in the eye, and you can see, and crack a few jokes, you can see that after a couple of minutes, they stand more upright, and there's a little sparkle in their eye, and as they move away, there's a little skip in their step. So what you shared, I'm already doing. You know, I normally do.
So,
they all think I'm crazy up here.
Oh, yeah. Keep up the good work, Bob. And thank you so much for calling in today. And I hope you perhaps can chat. You can have the chat room, or you can call in on another time, too. So thank you very much, Bob. Bye. Yeah, thank you. Are you with me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there you
so
are.
What will be next? Are we going to speak about, well, I was trying to expose the idea that we have basically 3 to 4 bodies. I mean, when we're speaking about the human existence and our true, well, psychic apparatus, if you want.
First you have the physical body, and then you have...
Yeah, the physical body, and the senior bodies, which are the what we call in the West the astral body, or the deeper psychic personality, which is the repository of all you know, our tendencies, experiences from previous lives, and there are billions, you know, because we are living in a multi-dimensional universe and with an infinity of dimensions. So we are not just reincarnating on this planet. We are doing that in elsewhere, this galaxy and other galaxies and other dimensions, subtler worlds, you know? And we have that causal body, which is the origin, which is the origin of the act of taking birth in a form, in a shape, you know, no matter if it's human or something else, or not human. Mm-hmm. So we need to put that into focus. And of course, I mean, reincarnating means that you have some kind of spiritual work to do, some learning. And all of that tendency is actually, found in the subtle body, or the Kundalini body, you know, the subtle body who hosts, I mean, the chakra system, and which take birth, you know, in the womb, you know, of a woman. And I suppose I would like to bring up that story we spoke about with, you know, the holotropic breathing, you know, because we need to tell to our listening there are some methodologies, practical works. And you can see that, you know, when you are undergoing, for example, hypnosis or, you know, very experiential therapy forms like that holotropic breathing of the well-known psychiatrist Stanislav Grof. No, he, well, he did a lot of work in California, no?
Yeah,
Stanislav Grof, you know. He was living in Big Sur during the 80s with his wife at the Esalen Institute, you know, a very well-known growth center, you know. And he developed that therapy, which is deep and fast breathing, very much like the ancient Leonard Orr rebirthing, and with suggestive music, you know, in order to activate some deep emotional blocks in the in the subtle body. And according to that reincarnation, you know, he gave a very interesting example, a very fascinating story about two men who had a very, very deep hateful feeling toward each other during their lifetime, and they couldn't understand why, from where these feelings were originating from. So one day, one of they were living at a, you know, one was living on the West Coast, the other on the East Coast. There were, well, quite a distance between them. And one day, one of them went to one of those breathing sessions, and after a while he did some regression in the experienced his birth, you know, because you can do that with that. I did it myself. It's very amazing. You can re-experience your you have birth memories, and in his in the mother's womb, in his mother's womb, where he was already engaged in an emotional battle with the mother. And during that conflict in the womb, we remembered, you know, a series of karmic past lives, you know. And in these very fast series, he saw his entangled relationship with that man that he hated so much, you know. And of course, there were reasons, you know. And after, what's very interesting in that, when the karmic pattern was, resolution of that entire sequence.
Yeah.
For the first time, you know, in his life, he could forgive the other one, the other man. And amazingly, when he came back home that evening, he looked in his mailbox, you know, and he discovered, he saw a letter, and the letter was coming from that man living, on the East Coast of the United States. And the guy told him that he decided to forgive him exactly simultaneously at the time when he had that karmic resolution with him during the session.
I think
it's
an amazing story, and it gives so much hope, because forgiveness is so important. And when we are talking about karma, often we talk about negative karma, but karma can also be positive. Don't forget that. Positive relationships in your life, positive things with you can have real flow with money perhaps, or jobs, or have a great personality, etc. And that's also products of karma, isn't it, Frankie?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's very important to look for both sides. We have good retribution and the so-called bad retribution, and anyhow, it is a spiritual experience in both sides, and we should look beyond, the dichotomy, the good and bad. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's very important to do that, and also learn. You can learn your lessons, you can learn from your positive karma, and you can reinvest it, and you can also learn and use the negative, called negative karma, trying to learn your lessons and do different this time. Well, you know, Frankie, time is flying down, so we have to do some announcement before we finish today's show. Is that all right with you?
Of course. Get ahead. We had a great time, you know.
Yes, because in quite a while, later on today here at 11 a.m., we have Coach Cosmic Cafe, and I think it's time for a cup of coffee between these two shows. And in this Cosmic Cafe, going to talk about the art and magic of palmistry. Yeah. And then tomorrow, Monday the 15th, we can listen to Compassionate Light with Kathleen Hahn. Chakra series, are you sharing your authentic truth with the world? Exploring the throat chakra and open lines, of course. And next Thursday, the 18th of October, it's the Soul Sister Show. They have a special guest this time, the world-renowned psychic and medical intuitive Julie Ryan. Yeah. Frankie. Our show, today's show, is almost over, but we have to talk about the next time we will discuss out of the body experience, and I guess you have a lot to share then, because you have a lot of experience there, Frankie, haven't you?
Oh, well, in my humble opinion, not very much like the regular being on this planet, you know. Yes, I would like very much to share these amazing experiences with our listeners. Yeah, of course, sure, because it is always a good opportunity to see beyond, what we think we are, just a biological machine, and we are not that.
Yeah, no, we are not. You know, I remember one time before we were married and we didn't live together, you came on a visit in the middle of the night, you naughty boy, didn't you?
Well, I'm really sorry. Maybe it was a kind of accident.
No, I don't think
well,
it was
actually,
an accident.
Well, I saw you in the bed, and you were having your own monologue. So what's interesting in that story is that we can watch, well,
yeah,
we can understand how our, yeah, we can do, we
yeah.
can take that next time, you know.
We'll take it next time. And I want to apologize to our callers and listeners because there are callers still on hold, but we haven't time today. So please call again in the next time we are talking. And that will be in a month, in November. Then we have the next show, and it's about out-of-the-body experience. And, of course, we have open lines and take mini calls. And you can also chat with us, and you can reach us on Facebook. And there you have Spiritual Landscape with Lottie and Frankie. So if you have any questions or want to book a reading or something like that, you can reach us there, of course. And also in my website, and it's lottiewallin.se, and click in English, and you can reach both me and Frankie there. Well, Frankie, we had a fantastic show today, haven't we?
Well, I hope so. We will see that, you know. With I mean, well, we had callers, and of course, well,
yeah,
we can do it better next time, probably, you know.
Yeah.
It is always a great pleasure and a great, you know, blessing to speak about these matters with you know, our fellow human beings who are here to learn from each other and to.
Yeah.
Well, it is like a great agora, you know. We are sharing our experiences with others, you know.
Of course it is. And don't forget that love is the most powerful thing in the universe. So thank you, every listener. Thank you for listening to us today. Don't forget the show, The Cosmic Cafe. And we have so many great shows next week. So listen to psychictalk.net. Thank you for today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.